and welcome back. I'm your host, Alyssa, and this is Walking in the Sun and God. And today, I have a great episode planned for you guys, but I also wanted to say this. I am super excited about recording this because I actually was not planning on really recording this today, and I wasn't planning on recording this outside either. I was actually just planning on sitting outside here on my back patio at the patio table that we have and just doing all of my research and my note gathering and my studying out here and then recording inside at a later time. But that is not what is happening. I just feel strongly about recording this out here in outside in God's creation. We will have probably some birds chirping in the background, and we do have a mill about a mile or two down the road, so there might be a little bit of background noise from that, but other than that, it's really peaceful and gorgeous out here, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna record this outside today, so that's where we are, and I do not have a guest with me today, but we still have a good episode planned. So we're actually going to be talking about the verse Deuteronomy 6:5, which says, "And you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength." So we're going to break down what that looks like, loving God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. So we're going to start with the first one. We're going to start with heart. To love God with your heart means to love God with your emotions. He created us with this whole range and array of emotions, and that can look like praising Him with your happiness, smiles, and gratitude, and that's easy to do when things are going well. It's very easy to do that when things are going well, when things are going how you want them to, when He's answering prayers and speaking with you and everything is going well. That's really easy to do. But all your heart means all the time. And that means continuing to love God even when bad things happen or when good things don't happen. And that is a key to a life of contentment. So what that can look like is you don't have to be happy for the bad thing. This isn't saying be happy for the bad thing even though it's a bad thing. It's not saying that. It's saying you just have to see through the bad circumstances to the God who wants to comfort you and who will never leave you and who will never forsake you. So in what I just said, there are two words, the words contentment and the word forsake. So for the people that don't really have an understanding of that, content is feeling or showing satisfaction with one's possessions, status, or situation. And forsake means to renounce or turn away from entirely. So those are what those two words mean. So I'm going to go back to my notes here and say it with those words in it. And that is continuing to love God even when bad things happen or when good things don't happen. And that is a key to a life of satisfaction with either your possessions, status, or situation. And you don't have to be happy for the bad thing. You just have to see through the bad circumstances to the God who wants to comfort you, who will never leave you, nor will He ever turn away from you entirely or renounce you. So that's heart. It means to love God with all your emotions all the time. When it's good, when it's bad, or when it's just mediocre. When it's not good, but it's not bad. Continuing to just love Him and praise Him and search for Him and look for Him. Okay, here's the second one. What about soul? To love God with all your soul means soul means that innate part of you that always knew you were created by a creator. We know that when we let ourselves be still and when we're quiet, something inside of us just kind of knows that there's a God or thinks about maybe there is a God, maybe there is a creator. And whether you want to admit it or not, whether you're a believer or not, this has crossed everyone's mind at least once in their life or is going to cross their mind at least once in their life. And that's because it's true, because we were created with that longing, with that void, that hole deep inside of us for God. Okay, so where do we go from here? You then have to allow yourself to go even farther past the simple knowing of that there is a creator, that there is a God. And you have to let yourself believe that not only God exists, but that he loves you enough to send his only son to die for you and to free you from your sin. Your soul can take you so much farther than your heart. It can take you to a solid relationship with the living God. And as a bonus, heaven. Your soul, that innate part of you that allows you to believe in him, can take you so much farther than your heart. Strength. This one's not as big as the others, but it's still important. Loving God with all your strength or my strength means stepping out in faith. It means stepping out of your comfort zone, stepping out to help someone, stepping out to do works, because as we read in the New Testament, faith without works isn't worth much, but faith with works can change a piece of the world for better. Strength is going, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to do this for God. I'm doing this in love to God. I'm doing this as loving each other as we are also commanded to do in the Bible. That is strength. Using that strength to step out. I'm going to throw a curveball in here too. We're going to talk about mind. Because in the New Testament, Jesus actually quotes this verse, Deuteronomy 6:5. But he adds one more to it. He adds mind. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. So we're actually going to talk about mind because it's brought up later in the Bible as well. Proverbs 3:5 says, not depending on your own understanding. When you or I depend on our own understanding, lies will run rampant in your brain. Lies about the way you look, lies about your status, lies about where you live or your job or whatever it is, lies run rampant. Loving God with your mind, it means renewing your mind daily so that you think and I think more of his thoughts than my own. And how do we know his thoughts? We know his thoughts from the Bible. So reading the Bible daily, filling your mind with that information, because it is true. What we watch, what we read, what we listen to, who we interact with, all influence how we live our lives. They influence our actions and they influence our mind. They really do. So if we're reading our Bible daily and we're reading God's thoughts daily, our mind and our thoughts will be renewed and they will become more like his thoughts than these worldly thoughts. And at the very end of this, another way of saying love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength is to seek the kingdom, God's kingdom above all else. To think and learn about it, to seek it and you'll find it, and to seek it. And when you seek it, you will love God more and more. When you seek it, your perspectives will change for the better. They really will. It's like I said, it's that influence thing. Our perspectives on the world will be better because we're being influenced by something better for us. If we seek it daily, we'll receive what we need. It does fill that gap. I've noticed that when I listen to Christian music or I'm in my Bible or I'm talking to God, I feel more at peace. Even if I'm in a time of complete struggle and I'm sobbing or whatever, I still find that peace because it's what I need, because we're seeking our Creator, the one who can fill that hole. And I love this. I'm reading this off the website, this last line off the website that I was doing some studying on. I was just glancing at it and I saw this. I'm going to read it. In reality, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength is simply a response. For we love because he first loved us. And that is very true as well. Because he loved us first. He loved us before he even created us. Hence why he created us. He wants a relationship with us. And through this process of what I just read and breaking down this verse, we can really love him and seek him and be a part of his kingdom and stand by his side. So that is what I have today. I'm going to close this out in prayer. Lord, thank you for this. Thank you for the ability to come on here, Lord, and to really break down this verse that really just explains kind of how we love you, Lord, and how we should love you. And I pray that this will just all resonate with us, Lord, that we will all seek this, myself included, seek to follow this, Lord, and seek everything else to follow your kingdom so that we will love you with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, Lord. Please be with us throughout our weeks, Lord, our days, our years, and our months, Lord, and just continue to renew our minds, Lord. And it's in your name that we pray and that we love you and that we thank you. Amen. Thank you guys for being here. I hope this was as good to you, like good to you as it was to me. Thank you for sitting out here with me on my porch outside in God's creation, and I will see you guys next time.